We continue Kitzushuk and Archiyomi for the 26th of Cheshvan. And a good evening. Everyone should have bracha v'hatzlacha. We're up to Simon Yud Ches Sif Yud. We continue talking about the halachas of Shmoneh Esrei, the detailed halachas, but Bederech, the Kitzushuk and Arach. And here we go. Sif Yud. Tzarech Lamoid, when a person daven Shmoneh Esrei, he has to stand b'fon of le'etzad Eretz Yisrael. Like we know, his face has to be towards Eretz Yisrael. So remember, as it says in the Pasuk, in Malachim, v'yispalu elecha derech artzam, and they shall pray to you by way of their land. That's what Shlomo HaMelech said, that the Jewish people will pray towards you, Hashem, towards their land. V'yichavin gam k'neged Yerushalayim. Not only should be facing towards Eretz Yisrael, you should be facing towards Yerushalayim, u'k'neged ha-mikdash, and towards the place of the Beis HaMikdash, u'k'neged Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim, and in fact, towards the Kodesh HaKadoshim. V'lechein, therefore, anu b'minu seinu, we in our countries, and again, the country that he was writing in was from Hungary, that are live to the west of Eretz Yisrael, we have to face east. Now he points out in parentheses, not exactly due east, but rather southeast. Obviously, Europe is to the northwest of Eretz Yisrael, and so therefore Hungary, where Europe was, has to dive in towards the southeast. So says the Taz, the Magen Avraham, Shevet Levush. Fine. Those who live north of Eretz Yisrael, Panayim Ladarim, they face south. Vayeshvim b'mizrach, Panayim L'mayarim, those who live to the east would face west. Vayeshvim b'darim, Panayim L'tzafin, those who live south face north. Nimtza, it thus emerges. Kol Yisrael, Panayim B'tvila, same L'makom Echad, the entire world is davening towards one spot. Ainu neged Yerushalayim, that's toward Yerushalayim, based Kodesh HaKadoshim, and towards the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Shesham Shar HaShemayim, that is the place of the gate to heaven. Shekol HaTvila is Oile is Derech Shem, that all the tefillahs in the world must go through the gateway of heaven. L'chein Nikra Beis HaMikdash Talpiyos. That's why in Shir HaShirim, the place of the Beis HaMikdash is called Talpiyos. What does Talpiyos mean? Kimo Shekasa, Kimigdal David Savareich Banu L'Sal Piyos. As it's written, like the Tower of David is your neck, meaning in this case, the neck is a symbolic reference to the place of the Beis HaMikdash. Talpiyos literally means built as a landmark. Tail shekol piyos poinin elav, and it could also be broken down to mean tail, a hill. Shekol piyos poinin elav, that all mouths turn to that place. That's why it's called Talpiyos, because every yid, no matter where he is, always turning towards the base of Mikdash to daven tasha. V'mispalim markim, a person davening a place she'eni yachal lechavim letzad shekineged Eretz Yisrael, where he cannot figure out which direction is Eretz Yisrael. So then, Yechavin Liboy La'avish B'Hashemayim. In that case, he should focus his mind, his heart, towards Hashem. Shenem V'Yispalu Hashem. And the pasuk finishes, and they will pray to Hashem. Meaning that if a person does not know which direction is Eretz Yisrael, he should be thinking in his heart, "I'm davening towards Hashem." V'im Omed Keneged Safin Adarim. But if a person mistakenly began Shemoneh Esrei while standing facing north or south, and that happens tonight. In fact, I was davening in a shul, and I wasn't really sure if I was davening in the right direction, because in this shul, some people were facing towards the Aron Kodesh, and some people were facing towards the window. It was actually quite confusing. And in Brooklyn, it is quite confusing because none of the blocks face directly towards Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, it's sometimes a little one direction, a little another direction. And therefore, a person realizes in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei that he's not facing the proper direction. He should not step. He should not move his feet. Rather, he should turn his face towards the eastern direction. And if he can't do that, for whatever reason, or he was standing facing west, and now he would have to turn his head backwards to face in the proper direction. Yigmar tefilas lekach, he should continue davening in whatever direction he is in. V'yichavin liboy lebeis kodesh hakadoshim, like we said, he should focus his mind towards the kodesh hakadoshim. Actually, that's not what we said. Interestingly, earlier we said when a person does not know which direction, Yechavin Liba La'avish B'Hashemayim, he should focus his heart towards his Father in heaven. But in this part of the Kitzur, he says that a person should focus his mind towards the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Interesting. V'lo yaker ragel, a person should not step out of his place. V'chinim hu mispal b'mokim. Likewise, if a person was davening in a place, yesh tzures b'mizrach, like we said earlier, that there might be some images they read in the translation images of idols, but really any images that are in that direction, you spell it Sarachar, you should daven towards a different direction. Even though he won't end up davening towards the east. So again, it's very important to daven towards the east, generally towards the east, but really that means towards Eretz Israel. No matter where you are, you should be facing Eretz Israel. If you can, if you don't know which direction, you think about it in your mind. And if you can't go that direction, you also thinking about it in your mind. Let's continue. Sif Yud Aleph. Tzorich lichrayu l'shtach avoyis. A person has to bend his knees and bow. Arupam b'shmon esrei, four times during shmon esrei. B'tchilas bracha rishayna b'seifa, in the beginning and the end of the first bracha of shmon esrei. U'berachas moidim b'tchilas b'seifa, in the beginning and the end of the bracha of moidim in shmon esrei. Kishayimer baruch kareh b'virkov. When a person says the word baruch, he bends his knees. U'kishayata mishtachave, and when he says the word ata, kishayimer ata mishtachave, when he says the word ata, he bows. Kol kach, how much did he bow? Adshak sharim shel chulia is hashidra boltim, until the vertebrae of the spinal column protrude from the skin of the back. That's a pretty steep bow. Vigam roisha yachav, make sure your face is also bowing over, not just your back. Not that your face should be facing upward and your back down. No, everything should be going over. Vikardim sharimers Hashem, before a person says the name of Hashem, before he says the name of Hashem, zoykev ben nachas, he should straighten up gradually. Hashem shenemer Hashem zoykev kufufim, because the pasuk that we say, and in fact it mirrors, the bracha mirrors this pasuk, Hashem straightens the bent, meaning before you say the word Hashem, you should already be straightened up. So this is also clear, but before you say Hashem's name, you should straighten up. Just like we said earlier about Baruch and Ata, when you say Moidim, you should do bend your knees and then totally bow. Once again, before you say Hashem's name, you should straighten up. You should not bow excessively. You should not bow so much that now your mouth is level with your belt. That's an arrogant way of bowing. And a person who finds it difficult, he's sick or he's older, other reason he finds it difficult to bow, just as long as he has bowed his head, that would be enough for such a person. Also, it is forbidden for a person to add any extra bows beyond that which is required, beyond the other brachas. Neither in the beginning, nor in the end. I apologize for the ringing in the background. A person should not add any bowings. Sif Yud Beis. La'achar Shmona Esrei, after Shmona Esrei, Oymer Melekai Netzar, V'chula, we add the part of davening of Elekai Netzar, V'kaidem Oyseh Shalom V'chula, and before we say the words Oyseh Shalom, of that the end of the last bracha, a person should go backward 3 steps. Like a servant who is taking leave of his master, the steps you take back should be of average size, not too big, not too small. But at the very least, interesting, Mishnah Berurah makes it sound like this is what you should do. At the very least, it should be enough that the big toe of one foot is behind the heel of the other foot. The says one should not take very wide steps, and you shouldn't take any more than 3 steps. Sometimes you see people taking a whole lot of steps; they should not do that. Mishnah Berurah says. He's going to say the exact procedure right now. First you do your left foot when you take 3 steps back. And then you do your right foot. Then you take your left foot again. And you do this while you're still bowing the whole time. And you turn your face to the left, which is the right of the divine presence. Because when you're davening to Hashem, it's almost like Hashem is facing you. So your left is to the right of Hashem. Which is facing you during the tefillah. You turn to the left, and you say, "Oh, you say Shalom in my mouth." You turn to the right, which is the left side of the Shechina. You say, "Va'omer, who Yas Shalom Aleinu Hashem makes peace upon us." Then you face, then you bow forward. Va'omer, va'al kol Yisrael, v'imru Amen. After doing this, you straighten out, and then you say the words Yiratzayin v'chulu shi'ivan v'esnesh, which is the Yiratzayin that is the end of Elikainetzer, after Elikainetzer. Why are we saying a tefillah which talks about the rebuilding and the karbonis of the Beis Hamikdash. Because the tefillah of Shemona Esrei is in place of the karbonis, which we don't have nowadays. Therefore, when we finish Shemona Esrei, we daven about the building of the Beis Hamikdash. When we'll be able to do the actual avoida. Why do we, when we take three steps back, go first with our left foot? Because the usual manner of a person walking is always laka regli yamin tchila, is to always start with your right foot. Like when a person's getting married, they say, start with your right foot. Therefore, when you're taking three steps back, don't take your normal foot, rather do your left foot, to demonstrate that it's difficult for you to take your three steps back. In order to leave the Hashem, it's very, very difficult for you. And therefore, a left-footed person, he should do his other foot, which would be his right foot in this case, Shiyamin Kol Adam. Sif Yud Gimel. Bimokaim Shekalu Hapsiyas Yamid. After you take those three steps back, and you said the Elikayat Itzar, and here outside after that, you should stand in the place where you are, Biraglayim Mechuvanas Kimai Betvil. You stay with your three feet, your feet together at that point. And he should not turn his face to the west, meaning don't look behind you at this point, but and should not return to his place until the chazan is ready to say kedusha. So, and only then do you take your three steps forward. Even when you're davening alone, you should wait the amount, that amount of time, meaning the amount of time that a chazan would normally take to be able to get to Kedusha, that is the amount of time that you should wait. This is not like the Mishnah Berurah. But if you took three steps back and it's a very narrow, crowded area, or similarly, if they are not yet saying Kedusha, but they are saying the other piyutim, so then you could take your three steps forward when the Chazan starts saying Shemona Esrei prayer, because he's not going to be saying Kedusha anytime soon. Sif Yodal. So again, when you take your three steps back, left foot first, then right foot, then left foot, then you put them together. At that point, they're together. And then you're to wait there until the Chazan starts Kedusha. You shouldn't even look behind you. You should stay there waiting as a good servant of Hashem. Sif Yodalad. Bitfila Shemona Esrei. When a person's davening Shemona Esrei, he should not signal with his eyes. Also, he should not mouth things with his mouth. The he should not point with his fingers. We said this earlier. And he should not interrupt. He cannot interrupt even for Kaddish, Kedusha, and Baruch Hu. When these are said, Kaddish, Kedusha, and Baruch Hu, he should remain absolutely silent. And you should concentrate on that which the Chazan is saying, and the congregation are saying. You should have in mind what they're saying. And by doing so, by listening and having in mind what they're saying, it'll be considered as if you are in fact responding to that which is meant to be responded to. And this silent response, by not saying anything and having in mind what they're saying, is not considered an interruption. Note 73, he says, one who is praying Shemona Esrei during Birchas Kayanim, which is not mentioned of the Kaddish, Kedusha, and Baruch Hu, should pause in his prayer and listen to the blessing. If he is standing behind the Kohanim on the eastern wall, right, in a place where you're not getting Berachas Kohanim from there, he is required to move to stand in front of them, even in the middle of his Shemona Esrei, as this is a halachic requirement and hence not considered an interruption. Very interesting. That's from Rav Moshe Feinstein, Igros Moshe, not obviously mentioned by the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. Very, very interesting. Everyone should have bracha v'hatzlacha.